The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Now, on Monday, we've got Russell Crowe on the show. Russell Crowe has, he's written, he didn't write, I apologise. He directed and starred in a new film called The Water Diviner. And I went and saw it yesterday. We signed a form yesterday that says we can't talk about the film till Monday. I'm sure they won't mind me saying it is the best World War One movie since Gallipoli. It is beautifully done. What was really disturbing yesterday before I went and saw The Water Diviner was in the Daily Telegraph. They put that a statistic came out that half the kids in Year 10, when asked what is Anzac Day about and what does it stand for, had no idea.
That is worrying.
And I thought to myself, and myself and Woody were having a bit of a discussion about it. We found it hard to believe. So, Woody, while I went and watched the film The Water Diviner, I sent you along.
Yep.
Over to Star City,
yep,
where all the kids were out there screaming teenagers, waiting to see One Direction in 5 seconds to summer.
Yeah.
Now, what happened?
It was crazy times out there. I reckon there would have been at least 3,000 to 5,000 girls just screaming, waiting for One Direction.
Woody.
Five songs. It was all happening. And I went out there with three questions, okay, about Gallipoli and Anzac Day to see how they go. Now, the three questions were, what date is Anzac Day? Even MG knows it's the 25th of April, 1915. What does Anzac stand for? And what country is Gallipoli in? And this is the response that I got. What date is Anzac Day?
April 20-something.
But I was going to say the 11th of the 11th. That's not Anzac Day. That's
Remembrance Day.
What date is Anzac Day?
It's the 25th of January, isn't it?
25th of... I know it's the 25th.
25th of January. April.
That's
Australia.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just,
what does Anzac stand for?
Australia. New Zealand. I don't know the other two.
Australia, New Zealand, something corpse.
Australian National.
No, Australian, New Zealand, armed corpse.
What country is Gallipoli in?
I'm not good at school. I don't know. Afghanistan.
Germany?
No.
What country is Gallipoli in?
Oh, I don't know. Europe somewhere.
Is it Turkey? Is it really Turkey?
What?
And what country is Gallipoli in?
Turkey.
Jerusalem, Palestine, whatever that, yeah.
What country is Gallipoli in?
Vietnam.
Oh.
And sorry,
they were missing school as well to be there for the ARIA. So I think
now, but I believe, Woody, there's something even better to come.
Okay, so what happened at the very, very end? While I was there, literally One Direction arrived.
You met Harry.
Yeah, and I met, is it Niall?
Niall, yeah.
I saw him there as well with his peroxided hair.
Who's the one no one cares about from One Direction? Oh, Liam.
Liam.
Everyone hates Liam.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Do they? I don't know.
And I'll tell you who else's hair I saw there was Richard Wilkins. He's a tall guy, and for
was
some
laying
reason,
on the ground,
he was on the red carpet.
Oh, but he was passed
after,
out
after One Direction went, you know, worked the red carpet, and they went inside the Star Casino. There would have been at least 300 screaming girls outside the casino. So I decided to go up and have a chat to one of them. Her name was Tal, and she explained to me why she was so upset.
No, seriously, we've been homeless and hungry for two whole days, and we went to the airport for 11 hours.
Hanging out for One Direction?
Yes, and literally nothing. We got f***ed out by security and just everything, and it's just bullshit. And literally nothing.
Did you see the boys?
Yes, but her phone didn't record. That's why she's like this.
And
that's
I got
why
punched in the face and I fell down, and we've been standing there for 9 hours in the same spot in these heels, and they've broken and they hurt.
And people that got there an hour ago pushed in front of us, and that's why she fell. That's why we didn't meet them.
It's just
but at least you saw them.
Oh, poor. Well, you're trying to put a positive spin on there, Boom Woody. Well, mate, we heard a couple of years ago when we rang my daughter about selling her One Direction tickets and how up she got. And even for 30 grand, she said no.
Well, do you know, if anyone knows Tal, she's out there, maybe get her to give her a call. And I don't know, we'll try to do our best. We might try to speak to Jules and Fang up top and see if they can get a sign One Direction.
Oh, no. Like, seriously, she'll hear that promise and half a promise she'll give me an hour.
We'll try.
What
about 5 seconds of summer?
One Direction are seriously the biggest band in the world. I don't think they're hanging around looking to sort of hand out T-shirts, mate.
They're the biggest.
So don't throw it out.
No, for a demo. They're the biggest band for a demo.
An autographed poster. Surely upstairs. Hey, could we... Does someone go out there, go upstairs to the other mob?
Yep, father's and shaking his head.
Hardly anyone up there. And go up there and just see if there's if they've got an autograph One Direction. Maybe there's one laying around from years ago.
I'll go check for you anyway.
Could you go and check that out?
Just be aware, she has been tweeting me this morning. They've been stalking the band overnight with the Aries and everything. Her name's Tal, this girl.
Okay.
She'll hear what Maddie's saying right now, and she thinks she's half a chance now of getting an autograph something.
Do you know, Tal, we don't promise anything, but we do our best. If there's a One Direction and paraphernalia laying around upstairs,
yeah, we'll get it.
Yeah, there are plenty of things laying around up there. We'll maybe get one and we'll pass it.
Half a chance is better than no chance.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG, and Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.